You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
We kick things off, as we always do, with a sense of market movements throughout the day. I'm joined on the line by wealth manager at PSG Old Oak, Skalk Lowe, to take a look at market movements and see what we make of them. Skalk, lovely to have you on the show. It only took you 3 years to get the Rand to 16 Rand 84.
I was wondering. And for the listeners out there that's listening to our conversation for the first time in this 3 years, you just to note, I mean, Jimmy's been tough on me. I mean, really, really tough on me. We will see the Rand weaken, and I will get the full brunt, but not today.
Not today.
Not today.
Now, 1684 is something else. I mean, yesterday's interest rate decision out of the US obviously having a lot to do with that. But the Rand has been fighting this year. And some of those factors include things like getting off the grey list and revising our inflation targeting. This is the best the Rand has performed since 2022.
Yeah, we need to celebrate this, Jimmy, because we were joking about the 3 year, but man, we've been tough on ourselves. We're typical South Africans. We've got high standards and we are tough on ourselves. But I mean, we need to celebrate this. And you know, we've had the Saki business conference, conference that came out best level since 2011. Now, I know a lot of people will note that the economy within that index is still struggling. We've had a great tourism for that month, and we know why as well. But we've had Southern Sun that came out and said that they had the best vacancies level since the Soccer World Cup 2020. We've had City Lodge also saying the similar thing. So we had a very, very good November. But how do you eat an elephant?
One bite at a time.
There we go. And we're taking those bites. I just want to mention the one thing for the listeners, because people tend to look at this, let's call it 1680, 1690 levels, and say, wow, the Rand is now way, way overvalued. I mean, this is as good as it gets. Now I'm gonna give you a economy 101 lesson. Now, it's called purchasing power parity. And I know a lot of people know it, and how I use it, I look at where we became a democracy, which is pretty much May 1994. And I've used the levels there on the Rand, and I use the Rand and the dollar levels up to now. And what you do, and this is how the Rand effectively should be weakening or strengthening, is you take the two countries, in this case the US and South Africa, you take the inflation levels and you subtract them from each other. And where the inflation levels is higher, that is how South Africa should be weakening over time. Now, if you take that pure inflation differentials since May 1994 up to now, you get a fair value, a purchasing power fair value on the Rand of just over 10 Rand to the dollar. Now people will say, now you're crazy. This is now just crazy talk. You've had too much eggnog. I mean, this is way too early, to have this type of eggnog. The bottom line is, if you look at over the past less than 20 years, we've had a few times where we've actually broken through and even lower than purchasing power parity. So I took it one step further and I've said, let's take since 1994, let's look at the average premium South Africa has traded above its purchasing power parity. Hmm. If you take that average for this, let's call it 31-year period, you still get a fair value on the Rand of just over 14 Rand to the dollar. So yes, I think this might be looking at the glass way, way more than half full. But I'm just saying, never look at the Rand and say it can't improve any further, because Economy 101 is telling us it can.
Skalk, part of that is down to obviously some of the factors that we have seen work in South Africa's favor. Part of it is the sentiments coming out of the White House and the stance that the President of the United States has taken. But if we just look at the rest of South Africa's story and we look at the rest of the markets, today was a good day from a markets perspective. We had our all share almost up a full percent, the top 40 up more than a percent. We are at record levels where we've crossed above that 100,000 points mark in both cases for the first time ever this year. It has really been a good year.
It's been a great year. Come on. What do I have to do? We're sitting with a year to date of over 37%. And I've got Jimmy telling me it's been a good year. It's been a great year. So let's just kick that off. And mostly, you know, if we look at the top nine performers, because the 10th performer and the 11th performer is both telecoms, Blue Telecom and MTN. But if you look at the top nine, you know, all nine of them are shiny. It is the shiny stuff. It's either the yellow shiny stuff or the white shiny stuff, gold and PGMs. So in just for interest sake, Jimmy, if you take the top nine performers on the JSE for this year, you took the average year to date, you get an average of 200% for them. So golds and PGMs have pretty much doubled up on average, and it did help. I mean, you mentioned today the JSE did a 1% again. The resource index did 2%. We've also seen it in our month-to-month data that was released today, the mining report, showing us that we are doing really well, not just in terms of the prices we get for some of these commodities, but also on the production. Because when you look at the mining production, and iron ore compared to last year this time around, we've actually been able to produce 25% more iron ore. But here's the most important part for me, because iron ore's prices didn't really shoot up. PGMs, which we know has pretty much doubled up this year, the PGM prices, we've actually managed to grow our production for PGMs now compared to last year this time around, but close to 4%. Now, this is what we want to see. We want to see us, you know, when these commodity prices are really running, we want to see us producing more of these commodities. And that's going to be ultimately be very, very good for our current account. That'll be good for our economy. And ultimately, will show the rand improve even further. So, yeah, I'm very skeptical calling stops on you know, South Africa. I think we've definitely got the wind behind us for now. And I'm carefully optimistic for 2026 for another good year. I mean, I know you're going to talk to about the IMF a bit later. I'm going to listen to that with interest, because I do think the surprise for some of these economists are going to be on the upside for South Africa, not on the downside.
South Africa hasn't had a good year. It has had a great year, and we should be celebrating that, even if we have high expectations of ourselves. For now, we'll leave the conversation on that note. Thanks so much to wealth manager at PSG, Old Oak Skulklow, for joining us. Take a look at the performances of markets and the potential sentiment that might still be in the market for South Africa.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.